glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, a verse that many of you are probably familiar with. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. And I like this so much, I looked it up, and I want to share the amplified version of 2 Corinthians 5:17, because it may be helpful for some of you that are like, oh, that's kind of hard to understand. What's the meaning behind it? But here's the amplified version of 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, that is, grafted in, joined to him by faith in him as Savior, he is a new creation, reborn and renewed by the Holy Spirit. The old things, the previous moral and spiritual condition, have passed away. Behold, the new things have come. Being spiritually awakened brings a new life. Oh, wow, there's a lot to think about there, but a great verse, and I share that because my special guest on this Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends is Brian Zifang. He's the executive director of Jesus is the Way Prison Ministries. They're doing a great work in and around the Rantoul area, and we're going to talk about that because their banquet, their fundraising banquet, New Beginnings, is coming up this Friday, just a couple days away, and they're theme is the old has gone, the new has come. And Brian, being their new executive director, I guess 18 months you've been serving there?
Yeah, May of last year.
He's a Marine, so my brother in Arizona is doing the Simplify. They're out in Arizona. He listens every single day and recaps and never thinks I have enough Marines on. But we appreciate, in light of just celebrating Veterans Day, your service for our country and for our community and the unique calling. You are amongst a number of men and women that God has brought to the greater Champaign-Urbana area. From your perspective, I think I heard you testify to this some time ago, Lord, anywhere but Rantoul, but God has done that with Chief Tyler, with our superintendent of schools, Sheila Boozer, a number of people he seemingly has brought to this area because he's doing a special work in central Illinois, east central Illinois. And I think you had testified at some point, like, anywhere but Rantoul. Was that somewhat true? Because we want to flesh out a little of your faith journey and how you hope God works this Friday at your fundraising banquet. So, Brian, besides being married to the beloved Jaselyn and having six children and serving our country as a Marine, how did God bring you to Rantoul, and maybe tell us some of that faith journey?
Sure. So, yeah, 20 years with my wife. It's been just an adventure. You know, 24 years in the Marine Corps. Spent the majority of that saying I was never coming back to Illinois, like you said, and I should have learned a long time ago not to tell God I wasn't going to do something.
Yeah, and you always qualify it. Never say anywhere but.
That's
because
right.
That's where he'll bring you. Anywhere but China. Well, now you're going to China, or anywhere but Rantoul.
That reverse psychology doesn't work
right,
with God.
Right.
So my faith journey, I grew up in the church, and about high school, I walked away from the Lord. I think I got bored and decided to join the Marine Corps in 1997. And freedom and just the partying and alcohol and having a good time. Probably the stereotype of most Marines that we like to drink and have a good time. And I probably fit that very well. But an incident in Mexico really opened my eyes to where I probably shouldn't be here, and opened my eyes that I needed to do something different, and that I needed to get back to some foundation and faith. And so 2000-2001 time frame, my wife kind of came back into my life. I've known her for quite some time, and I would say that she's more than my wife. God put her in my life probably to save my life. And so got back on a faith journey and got my life right with God again, and have been walking that since then. Like you said, 20 years with my wife, and you know, she's more than, yes, we have six kids, and people will say, well, she's just a stay-at-home mom. Well, no. She's the foundation of our family. She's the rock. She keeps everything going. But she's my sounding board. Mm. She's my biggest champion. She's my biggest encourager. Keeps me honest, mm-hmm. keeps me real, mm-hmm. challenges me. But she's an example of Jesus' love.
Yeah, I think so many times I've talked with other men and being in small groups with guys, oftentimes marriage exposes our self-centeredness. God brings these women into our lives to show how much work we need and how they can refine us and help us. And you're in the 46th year of Jesus is the Way Prison Ministries. In fact, I want to read something from the newsletter you sent out that was so encouraging and I think indicative of the mission that Jesus is the Way Prison Ministry has and has had these 46 years. But you write, "We are entering 46 years of Jesus's love being poured out through the life-changing power that the gospel of Jesus Christ provides to jail and prison inmates through our ministry, as well as the lives touched through our aftercare program, New Beginnings." So talk a little about this ministry calling. So here you are with your wife, growing, you have 6 children, you feel this call to come back to Rantoul. Walk us through how God has raised you up and the vision that you have to further help people, especially those that have been incarcerated, maybe those that are without hope, how they can adjust and be good citizens and followers of Jesus.
Yeah, so I've had a call into ministry for many years, and I knew that. And my wife and I actually pastored a small church in Eastern North Carolina. Hmm. I knew when I retired from the Marine Corps that we were coming back to Illinois. Again, didn't know why. We stepped out in obedience, and through some different connections, the opening for the executive director was made known to me. And all I knew was that I wanted to serve in full-time ministry, and I just have a heart for men. 2005 to 2008, I was a recruiter for the Marine Corps in Decatur, and the Lord really impressed upon my heart just the lack of solid, biblically grounded men in families, the school, culture, society, and the need for that. And so when I talked to the board and interviewed for this position, it just made sense. Mm. And God really made it clear that this was an opportunity to share his love. Mm. And I think sometimes we overcomplicate the gospel mm-hmm, message. Mm-hmm. And it's simple. God loves us mm-hmm. so much, even when we're and especially when we're in our deepest, darkest pits and the bottom and the worst place in our life, he's there mm-hmm. and ready to hug us, love us, and to receive us. Mm-hmm. And that's my heart, mm-hmm. is for men to understand that they are more than the labels that society mm-hmm. has put on them. Mm-hmm. These men that come into our program, what I've learned over the last 18 months is that they're not a whole lot different than any
right,
of us.
Right.
We're all one bad decision away from mm-hmm. where they've been, but we're not much different other than some different circumstances. Mm-hmm. And so to be able to share Christ's love and to help them realize and accept that they are faithful followers of Christ, they're mighty men of God, they're saved, mm-hmm. they're redeemed, and they're new creations and not felons, mess ups, yeah. failures, all the things that the world sometimes puts on them. We help them create healthier families, opportunities for them to be the husbands and dads that they haven't been able to be, mm-hmm. and to step back into that role.
I was thinking of Monday's program with Mike Crosta sharing that oftentimes we get labeled by the world, and yet we really, in essence, those of us that follow Jesus, we're royalty. Yes. We are, if you will, in that priesthood. We get to be disciples and ambassadors for God, that our true identity is we're kingdom heirs, and God delights in answering our prayers and looking at us through the shed blood of Jesus. It's kind of an unusual concept, but because of Jesus dying on the cross for us, that sin nature that we have, that sin tendency that we have, can be all changed, and that we can start new. And many would call that our born-again experience, where we can follow Jesus and he will walk with us. He empowers us with the Holy Spirit to have our steps ordered, and we can be on the kingdom mission. And that's the hope that you bring to men. And you had an early endorsement by Pastor Jason Schiffel, who I think the world of, a great friend. He said, Mark, you got to meet Brian. He's a Marine. He's passionate about Jesus is the Way prison ministry. So early on, I think I got in touch with you because he was just sold on your passion and your desire to bring Jesus into these men's lives. And that's one advantage that Jesus is the Way prison ministry have. The name Jesus is in your, you know, the title of your ministry, and you're not government funded. So this fundraiser that's happening Friday, and for that matter, it's happening all the time. They need funds, and you could help this ministry that's reaching men in a variety of ways. I know I get your newsletter every month, and like toiletry and cleansers, shirts, underwear, different things that will help the men, and you're doing this great work in Rantoul, but how could somebody, maybe they can't make it to Friday's banquet, how can they get in touch with you? Is there a phone number or website?
So there is. So our phone number is 217-892-4044.
That's 217-892. I'm writing that down.
892-4044.
4044. So they can call in. And is there a website? Is that still being developed or worked on? I think that's been a process over some time.
Nope. That is back up and going.
Okay.
So it is JITW.
JITW. Jesus is the Way.
Ministries.
Okay. Ministries.
.aplos. APLOS. .org.
JITW Ministries, APLOS.org.
Yes.
All right, listening friends, I just highly recommend the great work that Brian and his team does and is doing on a daily basis. And certainly Edith Mathis, she's been a longtime listener, and she's been, what I think you were calling her, the grandmother of Jesus is the Way.
Well, she's the matriarch.
Matriarch, yes. Yeah, her and her beloved Jessie I knew many years ago, and she's continuing. I think you were saying she comes in, signs thank yous, and engaged with the men there and the staff, and has been serving in so many different roles. But you have a pretty big team with that aftercare and some of the other functions that you have, the aftercare director and jail services coordinator. So for somebody unfamiliar with Jesus is the Way prison ministry, give us a thumbnail or an overview.
It's a big undertaking, and definitely couldn't do it without the help of our staff and volunteers. Between Doyle, our aftercare director, and Brenda, who is Jesse and Edith's daughter, I don't know that there's anything that she doesn't know about the day-to-day operations and the history of the ministry, to Edith being on site, to Roy Davis and Daryl Dunnigan just helping with the jail ministries, and Roy living on site, providing transportation to church and Celebrate Recovery groups during the week, to the pantry. Just many hands make this all happen, and they're such a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
We brought Doyle on this year, and he just has such a heart for these men and for them to understand and to accept and realize the hope that we have in Jesus,
mm-hmm.
and that there's so much more. He talks so much about breaking that cycle,
mm-hmm.
and realizing who they are in Christ and not going back to their old behaviors.
I know in your recent newsletter, you celebrate some of the guys because many of them are employed and full-time employed, active, engaged in the community, some getting their license back and the congratulations that are going out and the work that they were doing. I don't know if you know this, but I didn't walk you on the nature trail. It hasn't been kept up the last 3 years, you know, I think since COVID and my busy schedule and such, but it was guys from the Jesus is the Way prison ministry. I think it was about 5 or 6 of them came out. They helped me spread about 3 truckloads of mulch, and we had a cookout here, and they helped with the trail and maintaining it, and I have some fun pictures of the guys, and you know, it's this country setting, 8 acres in the woods on a river, and so they loved being out here, and we, like I said, we spread the mulch and just had a lot of fun and took pictures, and it was at the early stages. Oh, that means it was about 10 years ago, now that I think of it, because it was at the early stages of me meeting up with Holly and getting to know her. And I said, hey, you could come and help with the cookout I'm having with the Jesus guys. And, you know, anyways, that was, I guess that was just over 10 years ago during the summertime, spreading the mulch and working on the trail. But you've done a great work with these men. And do you still sometimes get to utilize them to help with other activities? I think you've set up chairs at an event or done some things with the guys.
We do still do some volunteer events. Mm-hmm. Our guys volunteer at a couple different ministries in Rantoul and just help out at Seek and Find and the food pantry and, you know, work at the gym and mm-hmm. then some other events if they need extra help. It's always a helping hand, but it's more than just them getting into the community and keeping them busy. It's also about them creating community and relationships, and that's something we talk a lot about.
Well, you have your fundraising banquet. It's this Friday night, November 17th, 6:30 to 8:30. You have a special guest, Scott Spezio, who's a former St. Louis Cardinal player, played with Anaheim Angels, I think winner of two World Series, but drugs overtook his life, and so he's going to share some of the addictions and overcoming that and following Jesus. But if your prayers were going to be answered for the banquet, obviously you need to raise funds to assist with the many ministry costs involved with Jesus is the Way Prison Ministry. But what would be maybe a couple of your personal prayers, what God would do at the banquet on Friday?
I think that people's eyes would be open. I think a lot of people, when they think prison ministry, they think that it's either a bunch of convicts that are living here or it's a bunch of broken people. But I think people's eyes would be opened up to that these are mighty men of God. They have a desire to grow. They have a desire to change their lives. My the prayers would be that people would come alongside. And just like a lot of places, COVID really crippled our volunteer base. And that people would just develop a heart for these men. And whether that's praying for them, that's bringing a meal to them, baked goods, coming in and doing some volunteer work at the ministry. But it's really all about them. It's all about Jesus. Mm-hmm. And this is just a great opportunity because there's so many people out there that don't realize that there's hope for them. Mm-hmm. Scott Spezio's story, my story of being an alcohol and just poor choices and you know, whether that's a bad upbringing or whatever it is, but that there is hope, that there is more, that we can put our old self, you know, back.
And what's beautiful about your facility in Rantoul, it's accessible, so somebody could come in. I mean, they should maybe call first and say, hey, Brian, I want to bring some baked goods, or I would love to teach a series of financial stewardship, or do you think I could lead a Bible study, or just come and, I can't remember, when I had visited, you had a pool table or a ping pong table. Do you have one or the other still ping pong table?
Yeah, we still have the pool tables there, and we got rid of the ping pong table, but we have an air hockey table now.
Okay, so air hockey. So just to come and sit down and interact, and I know some people that were going to follow up and do some of those things, but listening friend, it doesn't take all the expertise or Bible school or certain abilities, just befriending somebody, coming and listening to their story, maybe sharing an encouraging word, bring over some lunch or some cookies, or maybe you're going to stop by Walmart and get a dozen sets of underwear or socks or some winter coats or something that is practical. They can always use toilet paper, paper towels, cleansers, or bars of soap. So you could always call and see what they need. Maybe they need detergent to do the clothing. Just give them a call. Their phone number is, and I'll let you share that.
It's 217-892-4044. And that's 217-892-4044.
Now, Brian, I'm going to close with something that you were sharing about your testimony, that you found yourself straying from God, making poor choices. So many of us have gone through that in our faith journey, but God got you back. And there may be somebody that's far from God. They just feel like, I can't return to him because I've made these mistakes. And how could he accept me as a sinner? Because I knew him early on in my life and I basically rejected him. What would you say to them? Because we do have this redemptive God that's always pursuing us.
You know, some of us are, it doesn't take as much. Some of it, if you're like me, are a little more hard-headed. And it took me potentially almost dying and being an alcohol-related incident from being processed out of the Marine Corps, for me to have my eyes open that I needed to do something different. Mm-hmm. It was kind of, I call it my aha moment or my C moment, my significant emotional event, to realize that I needed to focus back on God, because even though I was probably at my lowest in my life, that He had such a greater plan for me. And I was able to surround myself with community, healthy community, to help me walk that journey and to realize who I was in Him.
It's a reminder for all of us listening, friend, that importance of community. You might be discouraged today. You might be far from God. You may have never even entertained the idea that He cares and that He loves you. But give Him a chance. That verse that I love to say, I think I even shared it on Monday, draw near to God and He'll draw near to you. Come near to God and He'll come near to you. He created you. He fashioned you. You have gifts and abilities. You have unique talents that maybe you don't even understand you have, that He will foster in and through you as you surrender and submit. But you're surrendering and submitting to a God that loves you, that cares. He's the perfect Father that is holy. He's righteous. But He's full of grace and mercy, and He desires that all will come to know Him through the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus is the Way Prison Ministry does a great work. They're helping people understand this truth, those that have really maybe fallen far from God, that they can have and continue to have a relationship with God as they draw near to Jesus. And so if that's a new concept to you, let me invite you to call 1-888-NEED-HIM, 1-888-NEED-HIM. It's a free call, but these are trained counselors that can talk about how to have a relationship with God, how you can trust the Bible, who is Jesus, what does it look like to follow Him, and they'll encourage you, and they'll pray with you over the phone. That's 1-888-NEED-HIM. Well, listening friend, please keep Jesus is the Way Prison Ministries prayed up, and if you can financially support them, I hope you've registered to be a part of their banquet this Friday. Bring your checkbook and bring some cash and encourage this ministry. Be praying for them. And you can find out more at jitwministries.aplos.org. And you can always call 217-892-4044, 217-892-4044. This program is archived at greatnewsradio.org, also at wluj.org. And Brian Zifang serves as the executive director of Jesus is the Way Prison Ministry. Maybe your church or large group or Sunday school class wants him to come and speak and share about the great ministry work they're doing. I'm sure you could have that arranged, and we'll be praying up Jesus is the Way Prison Ministry, that God will raise all sorts of great resources this Friday at their banquet, and maybe you will be stirred to volunteer in the coming days. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Brian Zifang with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you. Have a great day and night.